I've just finished reading Tony's article about critical thinking skills, and after reading the Six Evil Geniuses article, I'd have to say that Tony is a knee-jerk nihilist. The world is too complicated and contradictory to make any sense of it, as the knee-jerk nihilist believes, but Tony, I think he just wanted to get through in this article that you really have to think and be critical of yourself when you take an opinion. I think that's the overall message. He goes on to talk about how scientists, the way they take their opinion, which is different than how normal people take their opinion, because normal people, they just kind of spit out what they believe off the top of their head. They don't give much thought into their opinions, whereas scientists, they go through a kind of like a process that leads to their opinions, and it takes a lot of time. I think people are just kind of lazy when they think about a subject. Tony's little essay was very well written. I think that people should back up their opinions with facts and use critical thinking that leads them to their beliefs. As far as critical thinking and the problem-solving method, I think they both come in hand in hand. And the reason why successful people use critical thinking and problem-solving method is that successful people really observe the world around them, and they kind of choose their own path, and they take the correct path by going through critical thinking skills. And I mean, life is a problem, and using the problem-solving method, it's not much different than solving a physics problem. I mean, just from day-to-day, making decisions and stuff like that, and in the workplace or with your family life. Critical thinking skills, it all starts out with an observation where you look at something or a subject, and you just kind of analyze it. You step back and you look at it, and from there you can kind of have facts of what you think about what you're analyzing. Inferences are kind of like putting observation and facts together, and once you get you look at something or a subject and the facts that come along with it, you can test validity of whether those facts are actual facts, and you can come up with new facts or what leads you to the next thing, which is your opinion. And an opinion is where you take a stand and you put all the things that you've seen so far and you build on it. And the stronger the facts are and the stronger your ideas that you come up with, the stronger your opinion. From there, scientists, they always challenge themselves, and they have their colleagues challenge each other. And I think it's good to look at your opinion from different angles, which leads you to your critical analysis when you step back and you look at the entire process as a whole. I think, for example, just kind of a dumb little example is when kind of me and my friends, we always argue who's the best player in the NBA or who's the best player in the NFL, who's the best running back. And it's funny how the critical thinking skills are never used when people argue this, and you'll sit there and argue for an hour. But rarely do people come up with a lot of statistical information that backs up actually what they're arguing for. And I think this happens not only just, you know, in this situation, but there's all the time when, you know, children argue with their parents or people argue with other people just about little things and about big things. And critical thinking skills, they're not very common. It's not common sense to actually go through this process with most people. Most people just are very quick to take a stand on something, and they don't actually step back and realize that they might be wrong. And I think it has a lot to do with human nature, and people are really stubborn, and the majority of people think that they're right, but if you never think that you're wrong, then you're never going to learn anything. I think that you should really think about why you have the opinion that you do. I've gotten into a lot of arguments with my parents and a lot of other people just about religion, and my parents are religious people, but I'm not.